Hallo Jiri, og et forkert falt til Stachøg, Tjachakeli! You're very welcome to Cayley House. Tonight we're in the Seamus Ennis Cultural Centre in the Knoll in County Dublin. We're in the Holla, it was described as the Holla a little earlier. It's just at the back of the main cultural centre, a place that I hadn't seen certainly before now, but I've been told it's here for about 2 years, and many is the great night that has been held here with some of the leading names in Irish traditional music and song. I'm glad to say that we have a group of those leading musicians and singers on stage, and they're rare to go tonight. Please give them a welcome as they play a couple of reels, Tim Maloney and a Sligo Maid. Thank you. Tim Maloney and the Sligo Maid there, played by an illustrious group of musicians that are with us tonight. We have Paul and Pearl O'Shaughnessy on fiddle. Mick O'Brien, Cuivín O'Reilly and Tom O'Shaughnessy are on the concert flutes. Michal O'Reilly is on concertina. Michael Rooney, the harp. Mick Mullen is our guitarist. Brendan Lynch is also on fiddle. And you know, when we were playing a little earlier on, it just wasn't right. There was something missing. And into the breach stepped Dinny O'Brien on the accordion to keep them all together. Great to see you all, and great to see you, Dinny. Birthday. Now, two names I mentioned there, Mick Mullen on the guitar and Brendan Lynch on the fiddle. Brendan, you're no stranger to this area anyway.
I am not indeed, Kieran, just from down the road, the next village, Ballybocca.
So you grew up in the locality with local tradition.
I did indeed. Now, I was fortunate enough to, at the age of 12, to take up the fiddle. And there was a few local musicians. Jimmy Gilson played fiddle and Paddy Sievers played accordion. They were the two main men that kept it going for years. They've passed away since, so we might play a few tunes in their memory.
And as a young fellow, were you aware of the importance of Seamus Innes to these parts?
I would have been, yeah. I've seen Seamus once or twice, and unfortunately, just around the time I started playing, he passed away, so that was unfortunate. But we were aware of his greatness, you know.
Now, you mentioned a couple of tunes. What are you going to play?
We play a few tunes I got from Jimmy Gilson, and I think Jimmy got them from Seamus Innes. They are Paddy on the Railway, Miss McLeod's, and The Mountain Road.
Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, with Mick Mullen on guitar, please welcome Brendan Lynch on the fiddle. Thank you. Paddy on the Railway, Miss McLeod and the Mountain Road there from Brendan Lynch on fiddle with Mick Mullen on the guitar. And Brendan was telling us how he was part of this area. He grew up here and was part of the tradition here. A man that actually moved out from Dublin is Paul Redmond. Paul is going to sing a song for us, but I see you have a fan club here in front of us, Paul. Who are they?
Oh, rent a crowd. Yes, my wife and my four children are here tonight to heckle or boo or clap or whatever. Like, you know, it depends on how much I pay them.
You'll have to look after them with the pocket money this weekend.
There has to be an increase this week, or they get no applause at all.
Why did you move out here?
Well, to anybody who's ever visited this neck of the woods, all you have to see is the joy, the beauty of the hills of Ballybuckle and all. It's absolutely magnificent. And where I lived in Howth Junction used to be similar to this until they decided to turn it into a housing estate. That's not for me. Give me the wild open country.
Are you going to sing a song for us?
I am indeed. Gentle Annie.
Lovely. Please welcome Paul Redmond.
Fair and lovely Annie, all your gentle ways have won me. You bring peace and joy and laughter everywhere. Where you go, the sunshine follows. You're a breath of spring and winter, and my heart and soul are always in your care. Gentle Annie, gentle Annie. And my heart and soul are always in your care. When you touch me with your fingers, all my cares and worries vanish, like the morning dew before the rising sun. When your eyes tell me you love me, and my soul is filled with wonder, and my love for you will live when life is done. Gentle Annie, gentle Annie. And my love for you will live when life is done. You're my flower among the flowers. Hear the bird song in the morning. Hear the laughter of the children at their play. You're my hope and joy and wisdom. You're my reason just for living. You're my treasure, you're my very night and day. Gentle Annie, gentle Annie. You're my treasure, you're my very night and day. When the mountains have all come tumbling, and the earth has stopped its turning, when the winds don't blow and stars refuse to shine, when the moon has left the heavens and the seven seas are empty, I will still have gentle Annie on my mind. Gentle Annie, gentle Annie. I will still have gentle Annie on my mind. I will still have gentle Annie on my mind.
The voice of Paul Redmond, the guitar playing of Mick Mullen there, and Gentle Annie. Beautiful singing from you, Paul. Thanks a million. I'd say the people of this area are delighted that you moved out here. Yeah. Paul Redmond, great stuff. Now, a family, or part at least of a family of musicians who had an outstanding night here in recent times, I believe, here at the Seamus Ennis Cultural Centre. They're one of the leading Dublin families in Irish traditional music. I want you to give them a big welcome as they play Garrett Barry's and Sean Bui. They are Pearl and Paul O'Shaughnessy on fiddles and Tom O'Shaughnessy on the concert flute. Garrett Barry's jig there, and Sean Bui, another jig played by the O'Shaughnessy clan, at least part of them, two generations of the O'Shaughnessy clan. I do believe, Paul, that there's another generation that play the music as well as the rest of you.
Better than the rest of us, maybe. Yeah, there is my son, Tom's family, and my daughters and son, and then Catherine, our sister, has kids come along playing as well, so it's great music there.
So an Irish traditional dynasty building nicely with the O'Shaughnessy clan and Pearl O'Shaughnessy, the mother of all the O'Shaughnessys. You wanted to actually dedicate those tracks to somebody in particular, somebody very dear to you.
Yes, I'd like to dedicate them to an old friend of mine who died about 3 years ago, Mick Brophy. He's a wonderful pipe player from Dublin. His roots are back in Tipperary. His father, Pat Brophy, was a great piper. And myself and Mick, in the late 50s, we recorded those two jigs in Brady Lafferty's house in Drumcondra for Kieran McMahona. And we were there, we had a great time.
Of course, you played with the Brophy brother, Cayley band as well. Bridie was part of that too.
She played the piano with us at that time. And we had a good few years playing together. We went to England to play with them. And there was Pat Brophy, the father. There was Jimmy King, a fiddle player. And then there was Mick on the flute at that time. His brother Tom on the accordion. And myself on the fiddle. And sometimes we'd have a double bass. And then Brendan, another brother, played the drums.
And how did you get roped into that setup?
Well, I used to go to the Piper's Club in Thomas Street, and I was kind of learning the fiddle at that time. And at that time, I met the Brophys. Pat Brophy was there. And he had been playing music for Cayley's in the St. Columbus Hall in Crumlin at the time. So he decided that maybe he'd start a Cayley band. So they asked me, would I join them? And I did. And
Now, you mentioned Bridie Lafferty's house. We have seen reference to her throughout our archives in RTE Radio because Kieran McMahona liked to visit there. Could you describe it to us? What was the night like there?
It was a brilliant night. She used to have loads of sandwiches for us already and lots of tea. And of course, we were always starving. And we'd be practicing, you know. And she was a great character. She's full of life, full of fun. And we never had a clue, like, at that time, what key we were playing in, you know. And she'd always ask us, well, what key is that tune in? And Tom would shout out, maybe Aaron Key or Orman Key or something. Really, at that time, we weren't very well up in keys and music at that time, you know. And so we used to have good fun. And then, of course, the tuning of the pipes. We used to take a while to get tuned up to the piano and took ages, and then the flutes wouldn't be in tune, and you know, but eventually we got everything in tune, and then it worked very well.
Great memories
altogether, yeah.
And now your offspring and your grandchildren as well, that must make you very proud that they're all playing traditional music and playing it so well.
I am very happy altogether. It's great to hear them play, yeah, really.
Right, well, we're not going to wait much longer because the three of you are going to play a couple of more tunes for us. I don't know if you're sure what you're playing, Pearl, have any idea?
It's Dowd's number 9 and the Colliers as well.
Lovely. Dowd's number 9 and the Colliers from the O'Shaughnessys. Thank you. Well, the O'Shaughnessys feel so loved around here in the Seamus Ennis Cultural Centre tonight in Nall. Right, we're going slightly across the border to County Meath for this next song. It's from Niamh O'Mahony. She tells me she's from Ard Cath in County Meath. She's here to sing a beautiful song. Would you please welcome Niamh O'Mahony as she sings The May Morning Dew.
Tis pleasant in winter to sit by the hob, listening to the bark and the howl of the dog, or in summer to wander the wide valleys through, and to pluck the wild flowers in the May morning dew. Summer is coming, oh, summer is near, with the leaves all so green and the skies blue and clear, and the birds, they are singing their fond notes so true, and the flowers, they are springing in the May morning dew. God be with the old folk, they're all dead and gone, and likewise my brothers, young Dennis and John, as they trip through the heather, the wild hare to pursue, and the wild deer they hunted in the May morning dew. The house that I lived in is a stone on a stone, and around the garden the weeds they have grown, and all the kind neighbors that I ever knew, like the red rose they've withered in the May morning dew. I went up to the hilltop to view all around. The place seemed deserted, no one to be found. I cursed the cruel tyrant that bade me adieu. As my tears fell like raindrops in the May morning dew.
You're listening to Cayley House from the Seamus Ennis Cultural Centre tonight here in Nall in North Dublin. And two members of the house band now. We met them not too long ago, at least one of them not so long ago on Cayley House. We had a memorable night. He was the band leader with the Frank McGann All-Stars. That's concertina player Micheál O'Reilly. Recently, well, maybe less recently, we met our harpist Michael Rooney, also on Cayley House. They've had some marvellous nights here in the Seamus Ennis Centre. We're delighted that they're part of the house band, but they're going to play a couple of tunes for us now, a couple of jigs, Winnie Hayes's and the Leitrim Jig.
Thank you.
We have an outstanding audience here at the Seamus Ennis Cultural Centre tonight. They love their music and they love their songs too. Micheál O'Reilly on concertina and Michael Rooney, it was, on the harp. Winnie Hayes and the lead drum jig. And did I mention songs? Yes, well, we have a man from Finglas via Ashbourne, or from Ashbourne via Finglas, I'm not quite sure, but he's going to sing a song for us. He's going to sing The Bonny Irish Maid. Would you please welcome Pádraic Ólúnaigh.
I roved out one morning fair, so early as I strayed, it being all in the summer time, the birds sang in the shade. Oh, the sun shone down right merrily and billowing with pride, where daisies and primroses grow down by Blackwater's side. Well, I had not gone but half a mile when there by chance I spied two lovers talking as they walked down by Blackwater's side. And as he embraced her in his arms, these words to her he said, "When I am in America, I'll be through to my Irish maid. When you are in America, those Yankee girls you'll find, and you'll have sweethearts of your own, more pleasing to your mind. Do not forget the promises nor the vows to me you made. Oh, stay at home, love, do not roam from your bonny Irish maid. When I am in America, those Yankee girls I'll see, but they must be very handsome to remind me, love, of thee. For there's not a flower in yonder grove, nor a bloom in yonder glade, but does remind me, love, of you, my bonny Irish maid. Oh, many's the foolish youth," she said, "has gone from his native shore, leaving behind his own true love, perhaps to meet no more. It's in crossing of the Atlantic foam sometimes these breaks are made. So stay at home, love, do not roam from your bonny Irish maid. These two fond hearts together so fondly did embrace, like dew upon the honey drop, the tears ran down her face, saying, there's not a day while you're away, but I'll visit still this glade, until you can return again to your bonny Irish maid.
The Bonny Irish Maid there from Pádraic Ólúnaigh. Now we're going back to a couple of members of the house band for this next election. These two guys actually recorded one of the great albums of 2003. It was called Kitty Lie Over. Beautiful music, I have to say. They've been playing the concert flute with the band for the last half hour or so, but they're going to pick up, well, one of them will pick up a set of pipes, maybe a selection of pipes, and the other will pick up the fiddle. Or piper is Mick O'Brien, or fiddle player Cuivín O'Reilly. Please welcome the two lads as they play The Woman of the House and Rolling in the Ryegrass.
Thank you.
sweet music there, The Woman of the House and Rolling in the Ryegrass there from Mick O'Brien on the pipes and Cuibhin O'Reilly on the fiddle. Mick has just switched to the tin whistle. It's not a tin whistle, he has switched to the whistle. I don't know what it's made out of or what they make them out of nowadays, but that's what Mick is going to play. Perhaps, Mick, you might even tell us, what is that made out of?
It's Bakelite and Delrin head. It's a kind of a plastic...
A plastic tin whistle.
Plastic tin whistle, there you go. Modern technology for you.
I have you now. Cuibhin O'Reilly, the last time we met on Cayley House, you were, I think, was heading to Trinity College and you were pursuing a career at that time as a student. You've since made a career move. Would you just explain your trip from Trinity to Spanish Point, I believe, in County Clare?
That's right, yeah. Well, I'm making pipes now, or learning to make pipes anyway. So it's quite nice.
Could you explain just why you decided to do that?
I don't think I could. but they're kind of crazy things, so someone has to make them, you know. It's an awful job.
No, as of course we're in the Seamus Ennis Cultural Centre tonight. As pipe making goes, I mean, has it changed much over the years?
We're still learning to try to make pipes like Seamus Ennis's, you know. I'm working on a coin C sharp at the moment, a copy of one, and that's what Seamus Ennis played, so... Who knows what it's going to sound like.
And what about yourself? You're a fiddle player. Have you ever chanced the pipes?
I kind of make some hairy sounds in them, all right.
Yeah. And who would have been the pipers that you would have looked up to? Seamus Ennis, of course. People speak about other pipers now.
Yeah, well, Mick O'Brien, for one. One of my great heroes. So, Seamus Ennis, Willie Clancy, Johnny Doran, all the boys.
I was wondering why Mick O'Brien was holding up the sign saying Mick O'Brien, written on it. No, as I said, you're going to play a couple of more tunes from your CD. Make a switch to the whistle, as I said, whatever kind of whistle it is. You're staying with the wooden fiddle. What are you going to play for us?
Well, we're just going to chance a couple of tunes we threw together there. The first is one of Clancy's. It's called Jenny Tied the Bonnet. And the second one is a tune called The Four Courts. And the last one is Johnny Henry's. Johnny Henry was a fiddle player from Mayo, and that's one of his.
Lovely. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back Mick O'Brien and Cuibhin O'Reilly.
Thank you.
beautiful music from Mick O'Brien on whistle and Cuivín O'Reilly on the fiddle there. And that's almost it for Cayley House. We've had a marvellous night here at the Seamus Ennis Cultural Centre. We're going to leave you now with the house band and a fine selection of reels. On sound for RTE, Pat Hogan and Eddie O'Halloran. From producer Peter Brown and from me, Kieran Hanrahan. Until next time on Cayley House, Slán go fáil.